Have you ever thought of recording your own podcast? Well, now with Anchor, you can go ahead and create your podcast for free with Anchor. And the most easiest way to do it, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right on your phone or computer. Best of all, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello guys. Before we get on to today's episode, I wanted to talk a bit about Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield is one of the best VPN services to protect your privacy wherever you're in your desktop, laptop, or your mobile phone, traveling abroad, somewhere in the world. Here in the digital world, we are always never aware what will happen to us in our data getting exposed out in the real world. But with Virtual Shield, you are always in good hands. The Virtual Shield has been a gift of good and has been a lifesaver whenever I've been traveling around domestically or even internationally. And it's always going to be in good hands whenever you are inside of a hotel, airport, or a coffee shop, for instance. And whenever you are in a open hotspot out like that, you will always going to be at risk of hackers and people that will be snooping on your devices. Please, never go out without privacy and security again, period. Virtual Shield is available on all major platforms and operating systems. For instance, Windows, Apple, Macs, and if you're traveling on the go on your mobile phone, for instance, if you have an iPhone or an Android on the go, Virtual Shield has an app for that too. Virtual Shield has you covered. What are you waiting for right now too? Now is a good time to get it. And whenever you are traveling, this will be a lifesaver for you for many, many days to come. Virtual Shield affiliate link down in the description below. Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to Leon Grid Podcast. So, in the introduction of the show, I recorded on Pi Day 314, not 413. Excuse me on that miserror if you listen to that very beginning of the intro. I hope you guys are doing well. So, yesterday, I've actually was pressed on time because the fact that I had the stream on Twitch, and I am trying to get my podcast out as soon as possible ASAP. So there was a small mistake on that very introduction. So please do not get mad. Just a small little tiny error. And I hope you guys are doing safe out there and enjoy the listen. Take care and enjoy.
Hello guys. Thank you so much for coming in, listening to the Leon LeGray show, and happy 413th or Pi Day, I would call it. And happy Pi Day if you're having a good day. Now, I am catching up with the latest of some tech news and updates, catching up with the Corona updates here on my show, since I've been doing a lot of updates on coronavirus for some time now. For those that don't know and have known about this coronavirus, and if you haven't known and lived under a cave, I don't know where the hell have you been doing under a cave and not paying attention. But anyways, thanks for coming in and listening to Leon LeGray Show. So we're going to go ahead and get on with the weeks past, since I haven't had too much time to catch up with podcasting, and figured this will be a great, great time to catch up with things I've missed as well. So moving on forward to a headline I'm going to be talking about in a moment here, I'm going to be talking about a story in the Market Watch. But before we do that, let me just go ahead and mention one thing that I wanted to go ahead and mention is with the coronavirus updates. First of all, I have to say that I am glad that it is about time that, it is about time that the United States called this out as a pandemic. At this point, this has to be called a pandemic, and people have to get ready. In my personal opinion, this should have been called out a pandemic a month ago, when other countries were catching this at this point, and not to put down anyone in the office, though. And a lot of people thought, well, you know, this was going to be gone in no time. Even, I have to say, though, it will give some respect with Trump that at least he put it down as a pandemic. And I will give him that. At least he brought this up, and at least people are out there preparing. But I think at this point, people should have been prepared already. And if anyone is not prepared, then holy crap, I don't know why people haven't prepared. And I think it's just ridiculous how things have been going on out with the whole situation with the coronavirus and all of COVID-19 stuff that's been happening. And thing is, there hasn't been too much excitement to talk about on technology, because the news has been surrounded nothing but COVID-19 news from Twitter, Facebook, and all your social medias, which I think this is something to be said right here, because a lot of it, we haven't even talked about this, like, I would say about 9 weeks ago, you know. And I think that the United States should have been ahead of this in advance, but when, like I said, this is how I see this right now. With all due respect right here, at least his administration went ahead and called it out as a pandemic, and went along with this too. And here's my thing with politics, and I will never ever talk about politics in my show, but to me, I don't care what the hell, what side of the spectrum you are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, politics are so fucking stupid. I think at this point, they really reek when it comes to politics, because it's all partisan. And I will say that at least the Democrats and even the House minority, Nancy Pelosi, went ahead and worked together on this finally. Thank God for that, which I think it's about time. Because I know that especially the UK's PM, Boris Johnson, even brought this up on his speech, in which he is actually right about it too. And actually, I heard this from a doctor that actually, not paraphrase his quote, but quoted his speech, saying that not everyone is going to make it too, especially the elderly, and that may not live after this deadly virus, and everyone should be prepared. And I think Boris Johnson is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And I think it's something that everybody should have started being prepared already. And even weeks prior to this before, I've been catching up with the updates. And I've said this on previous episode of my podcast, that if you are not ready by now, I think it'll be a little bit too late, because it's going to be hell on earth trying to find toilet paper in the United States at this point. And especially weeks I've heard from Australia, parts of the world like the UK, they're having a hard time getting basic supplies. And it's really a really shitty situation coming in the parts of the globe. And now this is where I see this as well, is that people are not rational. And people, even if you try to go outside, especially how everybody is going crazy for basic supplies and food, meats and vegetables. And it's been very nuts too. And yesterday I was hanging out with a friend. I got to get some things done in the morning, because way I felt yesterday, I was pretty nervous how things would will be set up, the way things were going to go about yesterday. And I decided to go in the morning and get up in the morning, get some things done before the afternoon hit, because I know that a lot of people aren't morning person people out there, and so a lot of people oversleep pretty much throughout the morning. And I know I am, and I'm always prepared to get up and get up as soon as I can, basically around 7 or 8. And I know it's not super early, but that's pretty much my time schedule. I'm sure everybody wakes up on a different time of day. You know, not everybody are morning people. But anyways, getting on with it to my story from yesterday, I went ahead and experienced the my first supermarket. And instead of shopping, because I went ahead and did my shopping 2 weeks prior to this, two weeks, and I was actually ready enough about how things will end up. And I know a lot of people are prepared what's going to happen. And even one thing I was funny enough is that from Twitter, I was reading early today, someone that follows me, and then I followed them, and even she said on Twitter, in fact, let me go read this on her Twitter. It actually made me laugh so hard, and this is quite true. And so Crystal, this person that said right here, why does every store look like this? Y'all acting like a hurricane is coming and we're gonna lose power for weeks. Meanwhile, some of us are just want something to wipe our asses with today. Even food is wiped out. Guess we gonna go we're going on the Corona diet. If we can't eat, we won't need a TP at least. Oh geez, it's so true. It's so true. Especially how true this is. And I think I actually will say that for those that are doing late prepping at this point, I feel sorry for those who are preparing at this point, because I know that a lot of people are preparing very, very late are just gonna get screwed. It really is a sad state right now too, because here the people are, there's a lot more people that could use basic supplies. And to me, if you are someone that doesn't have toilet paper and needs to wipe your butt, first of all, my suggestion is this: how about just go ahead and get a cloth or something, you know? Or if you are desperate to get you desperate to wipe your butt and something, sure there may not be enough toilet paper for you to have in stock, but you know what, at least do that. Wipe yourself with a cloth or stick in the backyard if you do have a backyard full of trees and leaves, whatever. But gosh, for goodness sakes, man, this is it is especially annoying how bad things are taking such a turn too. And that's why I don't understand people overreacting to this too. And I especially agree with people that are so sane. And I know that people are afraid that this will be spread in a communicable basis, in community to community, which I know that it's getting terrible. I understand, and not knowing the health aspect of it too. But I will say is that I believe in basic prepping and survival, basic survival as well. But don't hoard the damn supermarket for yourself. You know, people, the rest of us have to eat as well, of course, obviously. It just is, I think this is what it comes to down to when it comes to panic buying. And especially in the economic world, this is what happens when a situation like this takes place, and when people aren't rational and they'll do anything to hoard everything up to themselves. And this is the fear that everybody is going out right there too, and panic buying on toilet paper, food, meats, vegetables, anything basically to this point. And all you see is stores being wiped out with nothing else to see. And But of course, I'm sure there's trucks out there going back and forth, restocking everything. But then by the time you do that, then there's going to be people going to go ahead and wipe the whole shelves empty. It's just ridiculous. That's one thing that makes me so sick of the irrationality of the whole situation. And this is a story I'm going to definitely go ahead and bring this up to light, especially. And it is definitely funny, but it's sad at the same time that I'm going to definitely bring up on the Market Watch. And especially, this is one man, for example, taking all these things for himself. And especially where I see this, where I actually have to say that, where people going out, not just buying toilet paper, hand sanitizers, clean wipes, and something I've know that Pat Flynn actually brought this up on his YouTube channel when he spoke about this. Well, he brought this up, and I would have to agree. The whole price gouging makes you so sick to the fact that I don't know why people have to do this and stock up everything like this is like the end of the world or something. I will say that in Trump's credit that at least he did something and got the Democrats together on this, and that's a good thing. And at least there's something that he did right, for goodness sakes, and at least he brought it. But however, this is one thing I will bring up later on about Trump's spending. This is an issue for sure, but I will get to that later on too. And let me just go and bring up an article. This kind of make me sick as well, but at the same time, there's a good ending to this too, to this stupidity. And so a Market Watch reports a Tennessee man sitting on almost 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer says he's doing a public service. So this is where I think we know where we're going, honestly. So for all you listeners out there, listen to this stupidity. And also, I will have the link down below, off down in the description, for those that want to read this too. So this is a real, and this is no joke for sure. And so this was reported first off in the New York Times, first brought this up. And of course, I couldn't read it up New York Times because there was a paywall. And so at least I would say that Market Watch did catch up with this. So thank goodness. So at least everybody else can read it. And so let's continue on over here. But Amazon and eBay have banned him and other resellers over price gouging on cleaning products and face masks. Yes. Thank you. So we will continue. So read on here. It says that these pandemic profiteers have become internet pariahs. Brothers Matt and Noah Calvin admit in a New York Times interview that they brought up all of the hand sanitizers and antibacterial wipes that they could find across Tennessee and Kentucky after the first U.S. coronavirus death was reported on March 1st on the intent to resell them at profit as public panic around COVID-19 kicked in. They cleaned out small shop and dollar stores as well as Walmart, which is stocked up on which their stocks on $9.69 today. Staples and Home Depot 7.91% on stock, which pretty much they're on the bull market, on a bull run right now. Cool. And began listing their items on Amazon at a substantial markup. Ugh, can't stand it. Matt and Noel Calvin, so sick. It was crazy money. Matt Calvin reported, told the Times, revealing that the first 300 bottles of hand sanitizer sold out for between $8 and $8.70 $1 a piece almost immediately multiplies of the prices that he paid for them. He also sold 2,050 packs of the face mask on eBay for $40 to $50. Oh, so sick. Sometimes higher. In fact, the story notes that Calvin, a former Air Force technical sergeant, derives a six-figure income from selling Nike sneakers, pet toys, and trending products on Amazon. But Amazon pulled his items and thousands of other listings for hand sanitizers, face masks, and wipes. The Times note that to combat price gouging, eBay followed suit soon after, going as far as to ban all U.S. sales of face masks and hand sanitizers on its platform. Whew, wow. So now, so the Calvin brothers have a garage filled with 7,700 bottles of sanitizers, with venues for selling them closed off, even as millions of their fellow Americans are frustrated in their attempts to get their hands on such items, while hospitals have restored their ration face masks as supplies have dwindled. Sons of bitches. You know, and let me just stop right here. And this is why this is making me so sick to the bone right here with these two brothers, Matt, these two guys, Matt and Noah, doing this this stupidity. I mean, first of all, there is no need to go online and purchase these items. First of all, if this is my take on this as well, and during a situation, and look, for anyone out there listening, of course, get the basic supplies you need. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that too. But however, I do not agree price gouging in selling off these products in a higher markup, which is very, very disgusting. I find with these two brothers trying to take advantages of people's fears and the fact that people cannot find hand sanitizers or mask, which is absolutely wrong. And heck, I even found this this warning out since February. And look at these two brothers do. Oh, just go ahead and mark up on the high price, and people can't. Have a hard time to buying them. And I know that people out there are so smart enough for me. I don't even think I want to even go out, purchase fucking hand sanitizers. And excuse me for the language here, but it's just so wrong in many ways to see this happening. And I think it just definitely defeats the purpose. I mean, you can go out and instead of hoarding for the rest of people trying to survive and making it through this too, because I'm sure that this is one of the most strongest virus that we ever have come to know as far as we've seen, and especially how things have turned out bad. And I know that the decision for me and my mom was tough, that I know that we were supposed to go on a road trip, because as far as airline flights are concerned, domestic or internationally, off the question for sure, and which we have to make sure that we continue to be safe. Because when I think the first time I actually called this trip out was the time that I heard the story of a guy in his late 60s was traveling the Nile River cruise ship that's in Egypt, which was one of the earlier cases as well. But my gosh, that's when it was such a difficult time, and the fact that me and mom just made the decision to cancel the hotel and cancel both of the tickets for the Dr. Phillips theater over in Orlando, because we know that health is always going to be a priority. And thank goodness, I would say that if we knew that the hoarding and and the empty shells was going to be a problem. No doubt in my mind, no doubt, we were going to have an issue in like finding products like this because of all the reselling people are doing on the markup. I will say is this, is that thank goodness we were prepared weeks ago instead of these douchebags like these guys over there too. And that's one thing, I have no respect for people doing that. No respect. But my biggest respect after all this turnaround is Amazon and eBay took action. And they were like, no, just don't. Because that's just taking advantage is over people's fear to resell people, and people can't afford the basic supplies that they really need. Yeah, and that's why I will agree with that too. This is not a good thing, and this is not a free market thing to do that to people's fears. And I think it's really disgusting. And oh, I think we're gonna have some worse things to read over this article. Continue on forward. Let's read up on here, which is gonna make me sick. But let's continue on. Kevin reportedly said that he doesn't want to become infamous for hoarding. If I can make a slight profit, that's fine, he said. But I'm not looking to be in a situation where I make the front page of the news of being that guy who hoarded 20,000 bottles of sanitizer. Oh, and this is where it enrages me. Yes, you did, you son of a bitch. Oh my gosh, this is so stupid. I can't believe it. Yes, you did hoard it, that all to yourself, and so you can price gouge it on these websites. First of all, yes, you did. First of all, and you also that is you're now the big thing up on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere, every media outlet. Of course, you are now a big famous guy now, and that's why you two brothers, Noah and Matt, are the biggest sons of guns up on the internet as of now. Oh my gosh, that's what's boiling me just reading that part right there. Gosh, that I'm selling 20 times what they cost me. And so continue on the next paragraph below, which says Calvin defended his actions as solving insignificancies in the marketplace, in that hawking these products for profit online potentially sends them to areas of the country where it's harder to get them. There is a crushing, overwhelming demand in current cities right now, he explained. The Dollar General in the middle of nowhere outside of Lexington, Kentucky doesn't have that. Okay. His conclusion. Now, many on Twitter are blasting him and his brother for trying to bank admin an outbreak that has sickened more than 2,100 Americans and killed 41 in county. While globally, COVID-19 pandemic is approaching 150,000 diagnosed cases with how many deaths? Ooh, 5,539 deaths. So just to repeat that, 5,539 deaths as of right now, according to MarketWatch. Shame. Amazon and eBay were trending Saturday morning as some people praised the companies for cracking down on profiteers, while others complained that the sites haven't done the same to combat price gouging in such viral medical supplies and as insulin and EpiPen injections. Oh yeah, those injections, right. Gosh, so that's good on Amazon and eBay, because at least I would say that's my defense on them and taking the stand on this as well, even though especially I don't go ahead and slam people down. And for me, I like to make a profit online. I love doing that. That's just my thing. But I am not someone that is against the free market, but I am but I find this very anti-capitalist right here too. I'm pretty much trying to pull the price 20 times more than the store prices right there too, and I think that's a very sick way to make a boatload of money right there too. To me, to be fair too, I will say is that if I wanted to make money, I would just sell my collection of comics or some electronics in my house basically, if I wanted to make a profit on these sites. But for me, we are now in a pretty much of a big safety matter right now as far as COVID-19 that is concerned, and I know WHO and CDC is going through into investigations on it state by state. And as for me, I am living in the heart of the CDC, which is in Atlanta, Georgia. I know that we're going to need people that can do some investigations on this for sure. But reading on, now many on Twitter, next paragraph, Amazon and eBay were trending Saturday morning. Oh yeah, so I read that right here. Oh, excuse me. Oh, there we go. The Calvins currently aren't the only ones who saw the coronavirus as a business opportunity, of course. An Ohio truck driver named Eric, who did not provide his last name, reportedly told the paper that he had snapped up about 10,000 face masks at retail stores. He paid about $20 for each 10-pack and sold most of them for $80, with some priced at $125. He said, estimating that he made $35,000 to $40,000 in profit. Wow. Very, very interesting right there too. Very interesting. Well, so that said over here, I'd love to know your take about this too, about the whole situation, especially how things are going in your area. And I know everybody's going through a tough situation around the globe, not just the United States. I know I've been catching up on the world, like the UK, for instance. I know they're having a tough time, but still making it out through this. But I understand as far as Mexico, there's only been very few cases in Mexico, which very good as well. But I think what I've understood as of now that Mexico, that looks like they're gonna have no choice but to close their borders up to the United States because of this, because we've now have one of the highest cases right as of now in the United States, which is 984 cases. What I could understand right now too, but I know it must be higher because I checked the cases last night. It was 948, but I know the numbers do change all the time as well, so I'm not keeping up to date with them on a daily basis. But I know the World Health Organization is updating the numbers day by day on cases and deaths. Now, the thing about this virus, I will say, is that this is not, sure, it is not to the point that we're like in an Ebola situation or the Spanish flu situation as well. And I know this is a case that's on everybody's mind right here. And I know the tech world is watching this as well, especially like a few days ago. What was that conference in Los Angeles? Oh, there we go. E3's conferences, they've pretty much stopped. They've canceled. And I say it's good that E3 has canceled because they need to at this point, because they don't want to risk anyone's health, for what I can understand. And even last night, there was a report a few nights ago that Disneyland had that closed down as well, which I say thank God for that, Golden State actually did close the parks. Now, I don't know about Disney World, which is in Orlando. Disney World, in fact, I'm looking up right now. Oh, there we go. Disney World. Disney World, Universal are closing. Here's what's still open in Central Florida. Okay, so finally, Disney World announced their closure in, what was it? Oh, yesterday. Wow. So that was on Friday. Well, finally, about time too. And see, this is the thing as well. When it comes to these closures, to me, I'm glad that they are taking a step. I mean, when I first heard Disneyland in the park in Anaheim, California, I was like, great, they needed to do that. And that made me concerned as well. It was like, why Disney World isn't closing yet? And since now we are seeing cases down in Florida as of now, I would have thought that they should have closed it right about now, of course. But it took them a day later to do this, which, thank goodness, Disney World, Universal are closing for the time being. And I do think, personally, is at this point, and here's the way I see it in a technical perspective, and I know that not everybody's going to like staying home, and it's not for everybody, but I think everybody at this point should stay self-isolated and be prepared for this new reality that are now entering in right now too. And I know it's not going to be easy. A lot of people are going to definitely freak out of being isolated and don't know what to do. And I'm sure that being at home is not the best thing on people's minds, and I get that. However, this is what we've got to deal with at this time and place, and especially how we are looking into this new reality, and especially now we are seeing a lot of school closures now from the East Coast to the West Coast, and many, many school closures, especially in private schools as well, because no school system wants to deal with this mess. They don't want to go through that. And I know that there are going to be some schools open because of it too. And I know, like, with people are going to be dealing with, especially with this coronavirus, especially in the spring break. I don't know how many people are going to deal with this, because I know it is pretty, pretty bad. Pretty much the way we are seeing it at this time. Especially for one, the school system will be remaining open. After three weeks, I would say, throughout the spring break. Well, normally spring break it'll be like just 2 weeks off, but I know they're gonna get an extra week for all these kids right there too, and I'm sure that it's cool. But I know in my chat community, I remember I spoke with a couple of my people in the community, and they said, oh, I would hate to stay at home all the time. And I could definitely see the frustrations on this as well. But then I always want to say is this, would you rather go back to school and be infected or stay safe? And for me at this point, I would say at this point, is stay safe, knowing that if you go back to school and with the rest of the kids with all these germs, and these kids don't know the meaning of hygiene, and you definitely have to tell them again and again and again, to that way they can learn proper hygiene. I mean, kids are disgusting, and you have to tell them. You got to teach these kids things to kids as well. And these kids definitely do have to know about it too, how to learn proper hygiene. And it's definitely a tough reality, not just the kids, but for parents dealing with this on tough times as well. And that's a really, really tough reality to swallow for many people. And I know that many people are not going to deal with this well. And if I had to give an advice, especially with many people, one of the few advices I will say is, of course, proper hygiene with washing your hands, try not to touch your face so often, 2 to 3 times a day, because I know that's a bad habit. It's not just kids, but many adults do that. Many adults, even grown adults, don't have that concept, and they, even though sure they should have known that by now, but they forget that they touch their face, and it is a bad habit, for sure. And the other thing is that too is that while even though good hygiene is important, make sure to clean out your workspace as well. That's one thing I would say is clean your workspace, like your mouse, your keyboard, and if your keyboard is a standard keyboard and that's not, if you cannot take out the keycaps off and it's just a standard keyboard, just make sure to clean the edges out using a air blower, especially like an air blower, or clean the keycaps individually, one at a time. Sure, it'll take forever, but it does the job done regardless of it as well. But I know in a later podcast, I will end up talking about more on how to keep yourself and your and the ones closest to you on a proper hygiene. And I know that something I will extend on a later episode. Now for the meantime, I want to go ahead and get into the markets and get on to the president's speech about this too, which I have took notes on the president's speech when I was with everybody else in that one room, especially how people are trying to pay attention and so on and so forth, with his speech back on the 12th, and which I remember, and he stated that when he called it a pandemic. I remember one thing I did follow up on was he wanted to do some subsidies on backing up the cruise and the airline industry, which he wants to put down trillions of dollars in support of it. And he, even though he does support travel, even though he didn't claim that he wanted to put subsidies on it, he wanted to do anything to support these kind of industries. Now, this is one thing I even realize already, especially when you especially have someone like the federal government putting money on the airline industry and the cruise lines as well, putting any subsidies. I just don't think it's the right way to be putting down helicopter money on all these industries. First of all, this is one thing I could say is this, that first of all, if they can make it as a company, don't let the free market play on its own instead of subsidizing like airlines, like especially airport airlines, especially like Delta, Spirit, American Airlines, you name it. Why would I want to put my money into these companies? I mean, honestly, if I wanted to go into an airline or fly anywhere else, I pick another airline. Don't subsidize the airline industries, for goodness sake. They don't need money. They have plenty of money. Sure, where I see the airline industry, it is taking a huge loss, and everybody is not flying domestic and internationally. Sure, not many, of course, but very few people are traveling because of business. People still have to travel, absolutely, too. And someone I've actually talked to, which he used to work over at the airline industry for 20-something years, right? And I think it's 26 or 27. You know, I'll have to get back with him probably on the airline industry, and I can have him on a live show one day, get his take on the airline industry too. But anyways, what he says on to me too, I will mention, is that he's lived through the working with the company, especially Delta, he's worked in. He said that he's been there and he's seen everything. The airlines, they don't clean their airports They do the clean the airports, excuse me. They don't clean the airplanes, the inside the cabinets every single time, because time is money, and all they have to do is focus on taking the people out of the aircraft and taking everyone out. Sure, they'll steam the floors. They'll do a few other cleaning essentials here and there, but when it comes to the airline industry, they do not clean between the seats, the magazine racks, nothing like that. And many of the times out of town, they do not clean thoroughly, especially in first class. There's still germs everywhere. And I know that with this public PR nightmare, like Delta, United, Southwest, everyone else, they're tanking real bad as of right now. The airline industry is not having it really good. Not even the cruise line industry is not taking it really, really well. They're having a huge loss. It's ridiculous, especially how things are going. And not to say that I don't want to support the airline industry or if anything, but they're having a huge PR nightmare, especially with the health concerns, because everybody is sitting hours on end on flights. Sure, if you're sitting on a short flight, I'm sure it may not be as bad, but then if you're going internationally, like a 8 or 9 hour flight internationally somewhere, yeah, sitting on an aircraft is not so pleasant, breathing the same air like everyone else. It's just nasty. The whole thing is really, really nasty. It is disgusting. But what can anybody do? For real, let's be honest as it is. What can anybody really do about that? And I know that if I ever go to anywhere again, I love to travel international. That I do enjoy. I do enjoy the pleasure of going out and seeing the world, which is not bad. Because I know the time being, it's going to be a long time till I go anywhere else, that's for sure. But just to change the topic outside the airline industry, let me just go ahead and mention one thing. I would say that we're looking in a lot of empty spaces, crowds. I know a lot of people are definitely avoiding restaurants as of right now, because nobody wants to go through contaminations. And I know that's how a lot of people's fears are. Sure, there are still restaurants running, but I know not many of them are going to get on to eating a plate full of food. And especially, I think one hazard place that is going to get hit are buffets, which these buffets are not safe, and which, as anyone goes to any buffet, people put their hands on every single one of these serving dishes that they go into buffets. And restaurants are going to be hit the hardest. But one thing is restaurants are definitely having a hard time too. One thing I noticed yesterday, which I know a lot of places are going to be empty. And I was watching, Friday night. I think it was called Friday Night SmackDown. I noticed one thing. I was just bored on Friday. I figured I'd stay with the cat and whatever, right? But I noticed one thing is that when I was watching wrestling, even though I haven't been watching wrestling for a long time, and it's been over a decade ever since I got into it, but I figured I'd just stay and watch something, right? But then I noticed one thing is that I noticed that the crowd was empty and only two wrestlers talking back and forth. My gosh, you're talking, this is real life. You do not see nobody in the crowds. And I could definitely see why people are not going to go to a lot of events. And this is something I just came across it, and this is nothing of my interest, because I know wrestling is not something I'm interested in right now anymore, because I'm pretty much into podcasting and video gaming. currently at the at this time, but I figured while I was just flipping channels and while I was sitting on the cat, I was going into this into wrestling, and I know WrestleMania, they have events like this every single year, and it's a big tradition for the WWE. What now? The WrestleMania is, I believe, around the summer, May or June, somewhere around that too. But I know that there might be more closures coming up in the future, and also we don't know if even the WWE organization doesn't even know themselves they're still gonna have a WrestleMania. And I know this year's WrestleMania is gonna be in Tampa, Florida, which this is a very big tradition, and they go through having these events all over the United States and all over the world, which is cool to see. But my gosh, even the wrestling industry is gonna have a big hit because of this too. So it's just I know it's gonna be a matter of time that that the WWE is gonna have to decide if they're gonna still take the WrestleMania on for this summer, because right now we haven't had a vaccine as so far, right, as of right now. And that's one thing to say about this situation, is that we have no way to know if we're gonna have a vaccine so soon. Even I've said that creating a vaccine, this is a trial by error. You have to continue working on different experiments in order to get things situated right there too. And this is one thing, is that at least with a society like South Korea, they are working on ways to get things going and get the ball rolling on getting a vaccine, which is, I say, credit goes to South Korea doing something like that too. And I know that the United States are way behind getting something done, but I know with this rush pace that the United States did a few days ago, I do applaud what this administration did, is say, hey, let's get something done. Let's get the CDC, WHO to get this done. But I don't know how soon they're going to get this worked out too, because I know a lot of event organizers are going through a rough time themselves if they're going to continue any events throughout the summer. And we don't know if this disease is going to continue throughout the summer, basically. So this is something we're going to have to find out sooner or later. Okay, I already went ahead and blabbered on for too long, so let's go ahead and close the podcast. So this is Leon the Great Podcast, and if you want to listen to me, I do record my podcast on a daily basis, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and there are times I won't record on a daily, three times a week. If I do end up recording, it'll be always on Saturdays. And also, guys, I'm always active on Twitter, VK, and all your social medias, and I'll have the social media links down in the description below if you are interested in listening to me. And yes, so guys, if you are interested in listening to me anywhere, I am available now on Podchasers. Podchasers is down below, right off the show notes down below, if you are interested in listening to me and Podchasers. And also, please leave a message or a review. What do you think about today's episode? And what do you think about the price gouging? What do you think about the events going on for this week? And what was your crazy experience going through this as well? Because I know I've took pictures this week, and man, it's been hectic, I tell you. And it's just been a crazy week. And looking at the situation, I almost feel that we are definitely living in a brand new reality. And especially, this is something coming out from a movie like Outbreak, Contagion, and all these zombie apocalypse movies that we've pretty much seen in the past. But I'd love to know your opinions as well. Anyways, folks, this is Leon here, signing out. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Saturday and a great rest of your weekend as well. Take care and ciao.